Last night I gave an introductory shiur to the Masechta, and it's a good thing that Rabbi Reese was there, because he corrected me on one thing that I made a major mistake. I told over the incident that occurred here in the neighborhood, that a woman lost her husband and had no children, and she needed chalitza, but she didn't bother to have chalitza until she was interested in remarrying. And then she was interested in remarrying, so she and her boyfriend figured they're going to have chalitza, then they're going to get married, then they're going to go away for Pesach to the hotel together. So she had chalitza, and then they told her she has to wait, so they couldn't get married till after Pesach. So they had to rent two rooms in the hotel for Pesach. So by mistake, I said, at the time I said it, I was wondering myself, it didn't make any sense. I said that they had to wait after chalitza 3 months of havchana. So this is a havamina. When you see the Gemara, Mem Beis Amud Aleph, the Gemara had a havamina like that. You should require havchana after chalitza. Just like whenever a marriage is terminated, either the husband dies or the husband gives a get, so you have to wait 3 months, even if we know that she's not pregnant. So the Gemara had a havamina that since there's a zika, that's a mixas ishus between the yovam and the yavama, so that after that zika is broken, after that ishus disappears, you have to wait 3 months. Then the Gemara explains that it's not so. The din is not so. There is no such din. So Rabbi Reese pointed out that it can't be, that there's something fishy with the story. So I couldn't figure out how to reconstruct the story. Why did the teller have to? You see, I said last night about Rabbi Al-Yashiv, he remembered the psak of Rabbi Sazalman Meltzer. To remember straight is also Madrega. You have to know how to learn to remember the story straight. So I didn't remember the story straight, and I couldn't reconstruct it. So Rabbi Reese this morning told me he was dreaming about it last night, going to figure out how can it be. So he came to the realization the correct version of the story probably was that in Hilchas Nida, there is a din that if a girl gets engaged, she has to wait Shiva Nikim because we're concerned maybe there was Dam Chimud. Maybe she had a Riyaz Dam. So there is a discussion in Achrayim. Here, the woman was in her 60s when she remarried, but we're machmer for dam chimer even by a skein also, even by mesulekas damin. So here, she was engaged before she had the chalitza. Before she has a chalitza, she can't get married. So there is a discussion in Hilchas Nida whether if the woman got engaged before she does the chalitza, and then when she does the chalitza, maybe she has to wait 7 shivanikim after doing the chalitza. So thank God Rabbi Reese was there, and he reconstructed the story he had. I saw the story and I forgot, and he didn't see the story and he was able to reconstruct it. So we got to correct the story. Okay, last night was an introduction to introduction. Today is the introduction to the Masechta. Okay, the Torah has an institution of Yibum. It's in Chumash. Which parsha is it? Towards the end of Kiseitze. Okay, so there is a comment that many of the comments that Rashi makes on Chumash are really quotations from the Gemara, from the Mishnayos, or from the Mechilta, from the Sifro, from the Sifrei. So Rashi on Aseres Hadibros and Parshas Yisro quotes from the Mechilta on the Pasuk Zochar Yom Shabbos Lekadsho that there's a discrepancy between the version as it appears here in Parshas Yisro as opposed to the version of the Aseres Hadibros and Parshas Vayeschanan. Here it says Zocha and there it says Shomar. And the Ramban points out on this pasuk there are several other additional discrepancies which the Gemara never worried about. So Ramban says the Chumash is not necessarily quoting verbatim what the text of the Aseres Hadibros. It's approximately what it says. So all the other discrepancies are really insignificant. It doesn't necessarily have to be the correct version, not the way it says in Yisro, not the way it says in Vayeschanan. It could be that neither is accurate version. It's approximately what it says. The only discrepancy that the Tanoim were worried about was Zocha v'Shomer, because that's a major discrepancy. Zocha is a mitzvah saseh, and Shomer is a mitzvah loy saseh. Shomer pen v'yal is a loy saseh. So which was it? Was it intended to serve as a mitzvah saseh, mitzvah loy saseh? So the Gemara says the answer is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu proclaimed both. And Hasina Zoch Vishama Bdibrecha Nemru, Mashaina Pe Yukhulli Daber, Veloha Ozan Yukhulli Lishmoy. What was the significance of this kunz? Baruch Shalom is all powerful. Okay. He created the world. He makes the hurricanes. He does things that we can't even dream of them. Okay. But what was the significance? Halacha L'maisa, what was the significance of proclaiming Zoch v'shamer Dibra Echadamru. So the Gemara says that it has the status of a Hekesh. A Hekesh means that if you have two dinim written in the same pasuk, we assume that there's a connection between the two. And if you have two dinim written and two psukim that are next to each other, that's not a Hekesh, that's smuchim. So smuchim is a machlekes hatanoim, adav dalid, amid aleph, whether you darshan smuchim or not. And it would appear that the generally accepted opinion, we're going to get to that Gemara, adav dalid, generally accepted opinion is that you only darshan smuchim in Mishnah Torah and Chumash Dvarim. And the other four chumashim, Bereshis, through Bamidbar, we don't darshan smuchim. So there's a hekesh. Hekesh means if you have two dinim written in the same pasuk. Here you have two dinim written in two different chumashim. You have Zohar v'Shamar. Zohar is in Parshas Yisro and Chumash Mos, and Shamar is in Parshas Vayeschanan and Chumash Dvarim. But because HaKadosh Baruch Hu proclaimed them B'dibur Echad, so that's mamish one on top of the other. That's more than just the half. First half of the pasuk is linked up with the second half of the pasuk. Here they're both in the same B'dibur Echad Nemru, so that has the status of a hekesh square, a very good hekesh. Right. So what's the halachic significance of Zocha V'Shama B'dibur Echad Nemru that has the status of a hekesh? So the Gemara explains in Brachas and Daf Chof that usually the Mishnah tells us in Kiddushin that women are not obligated to observe mitzvah saseh shazman groma, lulav and shofar and sukkah and tzitzis and tefillin. All them, there aren't so many. All the mitzvah saseh shazman groma women are potter from. There's so many exceptions to the rule. If you calculate, maybe that there are more exceptions than the rule applies to. So the rule usually is that mitzvah saseh shazman groma women are potter from. And there are a few exceptions to the rule. So one exception to the rule is the reciting of Kiddush. That Zocher Siyam Shabbos Lakatra means, Zocher means Lahaskir, not to remember, but rather to mention the Kedusha Sayyim of Shabbos. Mitzvah to recite Kiddush. That's how the Tanoim had a tradition. Zocher means Lahaskir. Like Zocher Reis Rishos Aluch HaMolek. It says at the end of the Parsha Loisishkach. So Zocher doesn't mean Belev, Zocher means Bepeh. What it means Zocher Bepeh? Lahaskir, to mention. A few psukim like that in Tanakh. The Gemara interprets that the word, the verb zachor, zayin chaf resh, doesn't really mean to remember, but rather to mention. So here there's a mitzvah to recite Kiddush. It's a mitzvah saseh shazman grama. You're not yes, if you say Kiddush today or tomorrow, you have to say Kiddush on Shabbos, close to Shabbos, sometime connected with Shabbos. Can't say in the middle of the week. So despite the fact that Kiddush is a mitzvah saseh shazman grama, Gemara says this is one of the several exceptions to the rule that women are mechuyev because shamar is a loisese. And even though shamar is a loisese shazman grama, but the Gemara says hishva kosav yish leish lecholon shen shabbatar. When it comes to averis, even as man grama, women are mechuyev. So we know that women are mechuyev to observe Shabbos, the loisese of shamar, because that's a loisese shazman grama. So since zocha b'shamar constitute a hekesh, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu proclaimed it. So therefore we say that Kiddush, reciting Kiddush is an exception to the rule, despite the fact that it's a Zman Grama, the women are mechuyev. Women are just as mechuyev in Kiddush as the men are. So that's what we know from the Gemara. So Rashi, on that topic, Zocher, Siyam Shabbos Lekacho, quotes a passage from the Mechilta, Zocher v'shamer b'dibur echad nemru, so that we understand, has the status of a hekesh in the halacha l'maisa that the women are mechuyev in kiddush. Then Rashi continues with the mechilta. V'chei mechal alehem os yumos v'yom ha-shabbos shnei chavosim. You have to bring korbanos t'midim u'masofim on Shabbos, despite the fact that there's an isur chil Shabbos. V'chei l'asil b'shatnes gedidim tasa l'cho. You're not allowed to wear shatnes, but nonetheless you have an obligation to put on tzitzis, and tzitzis will sometimes constitute chatnas if it's a beged shel pishton and you're putting in tzitzis. So the chut of tcheles has to be dyed a special color from a special source, from the chalozon, and it has to be a special material. The chut of tcheles has to be a tzemer. So if you're going to put in tcheles and a beged shel pishton, you're putting in a chut shel tzemer and you're tying it on kesher elyon deraisa. If you don't tie on the chutim to the beged, you're not yet to the mitzvah of tzitzis. Once you tie it onto the beged, it makes shatnas. So the whole beged has an issur shatnas. How can you fulfill a mitzvah of tzitzis unless you're going to leave out the trelas? But if you have trelas, you're obligated to put in trelas, even though it's a beged shal pishton. So Rashi says quotes from the Mechilta, that was b'dibur echad nemru, v'chein erbas eishas achicha, and yavama yavo elehu. These two were given b'dibur echad. These two mitzvahs were given. There's an Issa Reish Asach, it's an Issa Kares, and B'makam Mitzvah Yibum, if the brother dies leaving no children, no descendants, then the din says that that I have to be Miyabim Eish Asach. So these three cases, Karbonas Tzibur Akarev even on Shabbos, you wear tzitzis even in a beggar shall pishton, even though it's going to be shatnas, and b'makam mitzvah yibum, we allow one to violate the din of eves eishes achicha lo segale. These three roles are recited b'dibur echad. What's the significance of saying b'dibur echad by these three? By zocha v'shamar, the Gemara explains what it b'dibur echad makes it, even though they're in two different chumashim, totally so far apart from each other. Since HaKadosh Baruch Hu proclaimed them b'dibur echad, it has the status of a hekdesh. What these Rashi means to say, Rashi is quoting the Mechilta. The Tanaim and the Mechilta mean to say that these are also a hekesh. What are they driving at? So Rav Soloveitchik thought that Pasha Pshat in this Mechilta is that the Gemara sometimes has a discussion regarding situations where you have a conflict between a mitzvah and an aveira. So sometimes the halacha tells you you're allowed to, for the sake of fulfilling the mitzvah, we permit you to violate the Aveira. So take, for example, the Gemara in the first parak in Yuman, Davob, Dav Zayin, the Gemara has a whole discussion. Starts off as a Machlekes Amaroim, then it turns out that it's a Machlekes Atanoim, whether the din is that a Korban Shezmano Kavua, Karbonas Tzibur, 99% of the Karbonas Tzibur as Manam Kavua. Man Kavua means, in Mava Yom, a bottle Karbon, let's say today's Korban Tomei, today's Musaf, today's Rosh Chodesh Musaf. So if you didn't bring the Musaf today, you didn't bring the Tmidim today, so you lost the chance, you can't bring it tomorrow. If you don't bring the Talmud Shal Shach in the morning, you lost the chance, you can't bring it in the afternoon. If you don't bring the Talmud Shaben Abayim in the afternoon, you lost the chance, you can't bring it tomorrow morning. Ova Yom Abatla Karbona. So that's called the Karban Shezmano Kavua. The 99% of the Karbona Sibur are Zmanam Kavua. Once in a long while, you'll have once every 50 years, once every 100 years, you'll have a Parhalam Domashal Sibur, that you can bring whenever you have an opportunity. But that's very rare. The normal, 99% of the normal Karbona Sibur are Zman and Kavua. 95% of the Karbonas Yachid are Ein Zmanam Kavua. A person wants to volunteer to bring an Oila, Shlomim. It's not Zman and Kavua. Once in a while you have a Karbon Yachid she Zman and Kavua. Take, for example, the Kain Gadol has to bring a Menchas Chavit in every single day. Machtzisa Babayk and Machtzisa Bein Abayim. That's a private korban. That's not paid for by machzah shekel money. He has to pay from his own pocket, and he is the bala korban. He is the bala mincha, and that's manu kavua. If he doesn't bring the chavit to kain gadol today, so he no tashlum in tomorrow. He'll bring tomorrow's tomorrow. He can't bring today's korban. He can't bring tomorrow. You have the kain gadol on Yom Kippur. Also brings parachatas hashaloi. Parachatas hashaloi means it's his personal private korban chatas. He pays for it from his own pocket. The tzibur has to give him a salary that he should be able to pay for these chavit kohen gadol every day and for the par kohen gadol on Yom Kippur. But he has to pay from his own pocket. You don't purchase the par kohen gadol from the machzas hashekel money. It's a korban yochid, and that's manakavu. You can only bring it on Yom Kippur. So obviously it's derech Yom Kippur. You can't bring it any other day. So obviously it says derech Shabbos, derech Yontif. It's derech because it says manakavu. So that's what the Mishnah says, that a korban shezmano kavua al pidin is different from a korban shein zmano kavua. L'may nafkemina, so the Gemara has two differences, halacha l'maisa. One difference is that it's deicha Shabbos. Korban shezmano kavua is deicha Shabbos. Even if it's korban yochid shezmano kavua. The reason why we say korban sibur is deicha Shabbos and deicha tumah, because 99% of the korban sibur are zmano kavua. 95% of the korban yochid are in zmano kavua. But it's really not accurate. It's a Mishnah in the beginning of the second parak in Tmurah. First, the Mishnah says it depends whether it's Karban Yochid versus Karban Sibur. Then the Mishnah quotes Rav Meir that it's not exactly so accurate. It doesn't really depend on Karban Yochid versus Karban Sibur. It really depends on Karban Shezmano Kavua versus Ein Zmano Kavua. So the Halacha says that a Karban Shezmano Kavua is Deicha Shabbos, Deicha Yom Kippur, Deicha Yontif, and it's also Deicha Tumah. If you have to, let's say you have to bring a korban and the kohanim are all tummy, and there's no kohanim tahor. So if it's a korban that doesn't have to be brought today, you can bring it tomorrow. So you have no heter to bring it today. in a state of tumah, it's not derech tumah. But if it's a korban shezman kavua, if you're not going to bring it on the right day, it's going to be over yom batal korban. You lose your chance to bring the korban. So then the halacha says it is derech tumah. So the Gemara has a famous machlokes in the first perek in Yuma. First starts off machlokes amaraim. Then the Gemara researches and it turns out to be a machlokes atanoim. Well, the korban tzibur, korban shezman kavua, is derech tumah. Is that a b'china of hutra or is that a b'china of dechuya? What's the difference between the words hutra and dechuya? So Rashi explains, hutra is, dechuya means b'koshi hitira ha-toyra. Take a look in the Rashi and Brochas and Daf Chof and Aleph in the Mar Mekaymes. So Rashi explains what's the difference between the terms of hutra and dechuya. So dechuya means when the prohibition was given, when the Baruch Shalom declared the Isser, let's say the Issa not to be makar karbonus in the state of Tumah. So the Issa was given without any exceptions to the rule. Then later on a mitzvah was given that you have to bring certain karbonus, zmanam kavua. So then the halacha was formulated that if it's necessary for the purpose of offering those karbonus, zmanam kavua, it's necessary to violate the din of Tumah, so that takes precedence over that. So the halacha tells you how to negotiate when you have a conflict. All of life is full of conflict. Much of the Gemara is telling us, Shnai Mochsim Betalus, you have a conflict. He says it's his, he says it's his. How do you resolve the conflict? So all of life is full of conflict. Should I marry this girl? Should I marry the other girl? What should I do for a living? We're always pulled in different directions. So here, much of the Gemara talks about what do you do by Mokam Sofik, what do you do by Mokam contradiction, stira. So here the Halacha says, the Isur of Tumah, Hakrobus Karbonus Betumah was formulated, period. Stoma. And then later on a mitzvah was given to bring Karbonus Shezmanam Kavua. And then you're going to have a conflict between the two. So the halacha tells you, when there's a conflict, so that takes precedence over that. The tzorech to fulfill the mitzvah of hakrovas karbanos zmanam kavua takes precedence over the iser hakrova betuma, and the tzorech hamitzvah is doicha the iser. Masheni can we say hutra? So Rashi explains there in brachas daf chof and aleph, hutra means that milach atchila, when the prohibition of not to be makor karbonis in the state of Tumah. When the prohibition was formulated, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave that mitzvah. From the very outset, it was said melechatchila that the mitzvah only applies to karbonis she'ein zmanam kavua. To karbonis zmanam kavua, the whole issa doesn't apply. Not that the issa was given stoma and the mitzvah was given later. When you have a conflict, how do you deal with it? The halacha says that this takes precedence over that. The tzorech, the need to fulfill the mitzvah, allows you to violate the aver. No, melchatchila, when the prohibition was formulated, it said the isa doesn't apply in such a case. Rashi over there develops an idea. Tosis attacks Rashi. Tosis does not agree with Rashi. Rashi says, I would have said like Rashi. I'm not sure exactly why Tosis attacks Rashi. When you read Parshas Emor, so it says, those who are kohanim are not permitted to mimitam elameisim. To the seven relatives you're allowed to. So I would have said that that's hutra. That's how Rashi says. When the Torah formulates the Issa, it says terke de dibur. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, Bayom Hashem al Moshe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, not b'dibur echad. He didn't say all the words b'dibur echad. He said b'zach hazeh. But he said, a kohen is not allowed to be in the time of the Mason unless it's one of the seven relatives. Then it's mutter, sure. That means the seven relatives is hutra. The Issa never applied at all over there. That's what Rashi says. So Tosis attacks Rashi that that's not correct. That it's dechuya. That we have a mitzvah to, you have a mitzvah lo yitama. Lo yitama is a machlokes hatanoim. The Gemara in Dav Gimel Amud Aleph in Soita has a machlokes Rabbi Akiva Rabbi Shmuel regarding lo yitama. So this is Vachem also, but in Soita the Gemara quotes three psukim in Chumash, where there's a machlekes Rabbi Akiva Rabbi Shmuel. So one of the three psukim is lo yitama. If the kohen's sister dies, lachos apsila akroi v'ayelav shelo hoysa le'ish, lo yitama doesn't mean he's permitted to be mitame. The kohen is permitted to be mitame. The kohen is obligated to be mitame. So the halacha was accepted like Rabbi Akiva. Lo yitama is a chayva. It's not a reshus. Not that he's allowed to. This is counted as one of the 613 mitzvahs. The kohen is obligated to be mitame to the seven kraivim. Who knows what are the other two psukim? The Gemara has three psukim. It's in Soita, first daf in Dav Gimel Amanam Soita, because it says in Parshas Soita, Ba'avar alu rach kina v'kina yis ishtoi. So v'kina yis ishtoi is a machlokes. The Rabbi Shmuel says, if the husband is choshed, his wife is nus, and he was and he wants her, became in Hisra. He wants his wife, don't be in this terrace and so and so. So then you have the following dinim. But it does mean that he's mechuyev to warn her. Rabbi Kiva says, no, bikinis ishta is a mitzvah. It's one of the 613 mitzvahs. If the husband thinks that there's something fishy with his wife, he thinks that his wife is not being faithful, he has to warn her in the presence of witnesses and tell her that she's not allowed to be misyached with so-and-so because he's choshed her. So that's why it's in Sota Dav Gimel Amad Aleph, Machlek Zer Bikivir HaMishma. What's the third pasuk? Third pasuk is more famous than the first two. It says, Li'olam Behem Tavoidu. It says, if you have an Eved Ivri, you have to set the Eved Ivri free B'sheish or B'yovil, when it comes Yom Kippur of Yovil, whichever comes first. Either the end of the 6 years when he was sold, or Yom Kippur Shel Yovil, whichever comes first. But if you buy an Eved K'nayni, you don't have to set him free when it comes the end of the 6 years. You don't have to set him free when it comes Yovil. There is a din, you have to set him free if you knock out Shem V'Yayin, or one of the Chof Talad Rosh Eivarim. That only applies to Eved K'nayni, doesn't apply to Eved Ivri. But nonetheless, the Pasuk says at the end of Chumash Vayikra, the din of Sheish and the din of Yovel only applies to Eved Ivri. Eved K'nayni is le'olam ahem tavod, you can keep him forever. It's not 100% forever. If you knock out Shem V'Yayin, you do have to let him free. But it means there's no Zman Kavua. Shem V'Yayin is amikre, if it happens like that. It's not supposed to happen. And Sheish and Yovel is calendaric date. When it comes the end of the 6 years, he goes free. When it comes Yom Kippur Shel Yovel, he goes free. So the Olam Mem Tavoda means that there is no calendaric, there's no limit on the calendar. The Eved K'nayni stays forever. So that's a machlekes Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel. So Rabbi Shmuel says, a rishus, if you want to, you can keep the Eved K'nayni forever. If you want to, you can free him right away. And we haven't accepted Rabbi Shmuel's opinion. We pass the Olam Mem Tavoda is a chayva, it's an iser. If someone lets free his Eved K'nayni, he's in violation of this essay of Le'olam Hem Tavoid. So again, so Rashi, if I would have been given a vote, I would have voted like Rashi. They didn't give me the right to vote. I would have said like Rashi. It says, Nefesh Le'i Tamav Yamav Kim L'Sheira. If it's one of the seven relatives, we're not talking about them. There never was an Issa in the first place. That's called Hutra. The Issa was never formulated with respect to the seven relatives. So Taisa says that Rashi is wrong. That's not the Pshat. Pasuk Aleph stands alone. The Issa lo yitama biyamav. And then there's a mitzvah lo yitama. Even though the mitzvah was mamish pasuk based, you got to pause. The Balkari has to pause between Pasuk Aleph. He shouldn't read it together, Bahavla. Shouldn't read it b'nishim achas. Pasuk Aleph, according to Tesis, is a loy sase loy tam. Then Pasuk Beis, after a big pause, is a mitzvah of a loy tamo. And now you have a conflict. So the halacha says that the mitzvah takes precedence, the tzorach kima mitzvah takes precedence over the isa tuma, that this is a din of dechuya, that the mitzvah of loy tam is the mitzvah of kavod habrias. This is the source for that principle of kavod habrias. Kavod Habrias is that we have to be mechabit all human beings. You have to be mechabit b'nei Yisrael. Everybody has Tzelem Elokim. B'nei Yisrael have even more than Tzelem Elokim. We have Banim Lamokim. Then there's a din of Kavod Talmid HaChachamim and Kavod Kibud Aviyim and Kavod HaMelech and Kavod HaNavi. Different people. It's not all on the same level of Kavod. Like we have to L'Racha Kamoicha. I have a mitzvah to love the next door neighbor's wife. The same as my own wife. No. A little less than my own wife. I don't love the next neighbor's wife to the same extent. She's Jewish, I have Avos Yisrael to everybody, but not to everybody equally. The different levels of Ahavta Racha Kamocha. So the different levels of Kavod Habrias also, not everybody's on the same level. Not all men are created equal. Everybody's on a different level. Okay. So Tosis learns that Pasuk Aleph and Pasuk Beis have a big pause in between. There's an Iser Lo Yitama V'Yamav, and then there's a mitzvah of Lo Yitama, he should be Mitameh. And then you have a conflict. What do you do? So the halacha says that then became a mitzvah is doicha the law says. But it's not that b'makom zayin krovim, there never was an iser at all. Only b'makom kiyam a mitzvah of lo yitama. Take for example, the Ramah and Shulchan Aruch paskins like Tosis against me. I would have voted like Rashi, but the Ramah says against me. The Ramah has a Tosis in Psochim in the first pair. This comes up halacha l'maisa. Let's say a kohen is in the hospital. His father is deathly sick. His brother is deathly sick. Whatever. One of the seven relatives is deathly sick. And the relative dies on Shabbat. Home? He doesn't have to die in the hospital. Let him die at home. So someone is deathly sick, and one of the seven relatives dies on Shabbos. So the Ramah paskins like the Tosfos that the mitzvah of lo yitama, the mitzvah to be mitame to the mace, is only as a participation in the kvura. But on Shabbos you don't do any kvura. You're not allowed to do any kvura on Shabbos. So you're not allowed to be mitame to the mace on Shabbos. So the kohen is with his father, the kohen with his wife or whatever, and the relative, one of the seven relatives, dies on Shabbos. So the kohen has to leave the room. He's not allowed to stay there on Shabbos, because on Shabbos it's not that in the case of the seven relatives the prohibition was never given. That's what I would have said. That's the Pashup Shat Nechumish. A Hutra by the seven relatives is no Issa. So the Ramah says like Tosfos. Tosfos and Sochim and the Tosfos and Brochas disagrees with that Rashi. Tosfos says no, it's not Hutra. Not that B'mokim Zayin Kroibim there's no Issa at all. It was never formulated. This still is an Issa. And to fulfill a mitzvah of Lo Yitama Choyva, the Lo Yitama mitzvah, the mitzvah means to be metapel in the kvura, to participate somewhat in the kvura. Shabbos, no one's participating in any kvura, so there's no heter for the kohen to be metam.
Why is the Ramah necessarily saying tosis if maybe the heter is only given during kvura? So the same way one's not to be matir shakis in all circumstances just because it's matir tzitzis, so the heter for a kohen to be metam is only matir for kvura, even if you say hutra.
We're going to have to discuss it more. What's the difference between Hutra and Chuya? We're going to have to discuss it some more. So by Karbonis Shezmanam Kavua, the Halacha says that it's Doche Tuma. You're allowed to be makar of it even if the coin is Tameh. And the Gemara starts off with the Machlokes Amarayim and Yuma Davov, and then the next daf it proceeds to demonstrate that it's a Machlokes Hatanayim, whether the tzitz is Meratzim and the coin girl is not wearing it. It comes out it's a Machlokes Hatanayim, whether Tuma in a korban shezmana kavu is hutra d'chuya. What's the difference halacha l'maisa? What's hutra d'chuya? So the Gemara says nafkamina is, what if you can easily avoid having the kohen tomei do the hakrovas hakorbanos? So if it's d'chuya, if the isa stands and there's a mitzvah and the mitzvah is doicha d'isa. So whenever you have a mitzvah that's doicha d'isa, means the tzorach kiyam mitzvah is doicha d'isa. That's only if there's a tzorach. Tzorach is if it's e'af shel l'kayim shneim. You don't have the ability to fulfill a mitzvah without violating the avera. That's called the tzorach. So the tzorach kiyam mitzvah, because e'af shel l'kayim shneim, there's no easy way to avoid violation of the avera and nonetheless fulfill a mitzvah. So the tzorach kiyam mitzvah allows you to be doicha. That's the rule. We have a klal. When do you apply the rule Eser Deich Alay Seseh? And the Gemara quotes Reish Lakish's rule that Kol Mokem Shatamotze Eser V'Alay Seseh Im Ati Ochel L'Kayim Eshneyem Mutav. If you're able to fulfill a mitzvah without violating the Aveira, do so. Dim Lav, and if it's difficult, it's way too difficult, it's impossible to fulfill the mitzvah without violating the Aveira, Yovo Esei the Yitcha Alay Seseh. Why does Reish Lakish more than Yuma Davov quotes Reish Lakish? Reish Lakish formulated his din with respect to the klal of Eser Deich Alay Seseh. That's the main sugya of Eser Deich Alay Seseh. It's going to come up in our Gemara in the beginning of Yevamos. So Eser Deich Alay Seseh, we always assume is a din of Dechuya. The essay is Deich Alay Seseh. So it's only A is only Deich B. If there's a tzorach ki mitzvah say, so that allows you to be Deich B. It's only a tzorach if it's Efshul Kaim Shneim. There's no tzorach, so there's no kayach atchia. So the Gemara presents it like that. If you hold that Tuma is Duchuya B'tzibur, so you're only allowed to be Makar of the Karbanish and Zmanam Kavua in a state of Tuma if it's Yev Shalakayim Shneim. You simply don't have any Kohanim who are Tohar. But if you can easily get Kohanim who are Tohar, then there's no heter to be Makar of the Karbanish in a state of Tuma. Now, Shainikin, if one would have adopted the other position, that Tuma B'tzibur, Tuma by a korban shezmana kavua is hutra, means when the Torah formulated the din that you're not allowed to be makor karbanos in the state of tuma, it gave an exception to the rule right away. This din doesn't apply to korban shezmana kavua. Period. Doesn't apply. So it doesn't matter whether it's efshel l'kayim shneim, efshel l'kayim shneim by korban sibur. It's an exception to the rule. Like over here, al pi pashtus, Rashi in Brachas Daf Chaf understands that the tumas koyanim was never applied in the situation of the seven relatives. So you don't have to be mekayim the mitzvah. Even on Shabbos, There's no mitzvah of lo yitame, because the mitzvah of lo yitame means to be metapel in the kavura. Shabbos is not being metapel, nothing you can do. It's tiltal ames is muktzah, you can't do anything about it. But nonetheless, according to Rashi, the prohibition may occur, never applied to the seven relatives. This tumah was never included. The tumah of the seven relatives was never included in these. And Tosfos says, no, it's the chuya. It means the tzorach kiyam mitzvah of lo yitama, to fulfill the mitzvah, and the need to fulfill the mitzvah allows me to violate the avera. If you're not fulfilling the mitzvah on Shabbos, because you don't, no one does any tipul and kvuras on base on Shabbos, then there's no dechuy, then there's no kima mitzvah to be doich. So that's the Gemara has this original machlek is whether dechuy hutra is in yuma davob davzayin with respect to karbanish zmanam kavua, that you're allowed to be makar with them in a state of tumah. Is it dechuya hutra? And the difference is, if it would be dechuya, so then you have to have, like Mishlokish said, only if it's eifshel lekayim shneim. If it's eifshel lekayim shneim, you can fulfill the mitzvah without violating the avera. So you have no hetter to violate the avera. But if it's hutra, means melechatchila, when the issa was formulated, it was never formulated with respect to karbanish zmanam kavua. It's a different kind of a karban. So in that machlokes by the karbanish zmanam kavua, the Raman paskins dechuya. The Raman paskins dechuya. The Gemara there in the middle of that sugi has another nafkemina. One nafkemina. What's the difference by the dechuya hutra? It's muta. Bottom line is muta to bring the karbanis shezman and kavu in a state of tumah. The Gemara starts off that one nafkemina is if you can easily, if it's not too difficult, not easily. If it's very easy to get Kohanim term, then the Gemara says it's not right. You shouldn't, even if you're Hutra, it's not right. Probably Min the Rabbanon. It's not right to allow Temeim to be marked with the Karbanos. But what if one can, you can give Zachanetzi, you can get other Kohanim from a different Beis Av, tomorrow's Beis Av, not from today's Beis Av. You get some Kohanim to be marked with the Karbanos, so then the Gemara says that'll depend on Tchuya Hutra. What else is an Afkemina? Halacha L'maisa Bizmana. Zeh. So another Afkemina is, you know, in there's a sefer called Kafta Vaferach. There were Bali Ataisis who moved to Eretz Yisrael way before Hakamas HaMedina. Okay, so Rabbein Yechilmi Paris and others, and later, so one of the later Bali Ataisis, and the Ramban always wanted to move to Eretz Yisrael. He didn't move till he had run away from the Catholic Church because he wanted to debate. So one of the later Bali Ataisis, the Kafta Vaferach, wrote a whole sefer about Eretz Yisrael, Kafta Vaferach. He discusses what are the borders of Eretz Yisrael and which parts of Eretz Yisrael do you have to observe 2 days Yontif, where do you observe 1 day Yontif, and about the Hafrashas, Trumas, and Maisis, Shemit, the Yevon, Lekin, Shikhampe, and all the mitzvahs of Tlis Ba'aretz. Then he talks about the Makam HaMikdosh and Ripping Kriya, all the dinim about Makam HaMikdosh, Yerushalayim, all the special dinim, all the halachas that are relevant to Eretz Yisrael. Then he writes, it was written in different stages. It's like an ongoing book and process. So in an earlier chapter in the Sefer, he writes that he heard that two generations before him, when the Balei HaTosfos and Rabbi Chilmi Paris came to Eretz Yisrael, he was interested in building a mizbech and bringing karbanos. So he says, I don't understand how can he possibly bring karbanos. We're all tummy. Then perhaps around 10 chapters later, he keeps on writing around, and then he says, oh, I was traveling to Hebron, and it occurred to me to answer the kasha that I asked 10 chapters earlier, that he was talking about Korbanish Hezmanim Kavua. So Korbanish Hezmanim Kavua is the Chetume. So that was a whole discussion about the possibility of building a Mizbeach and being a Korbanis is by Korbanish Hezmanim Kavua. So it's Muta in the state of Tumah. So the Gemara says there in Yuma, in that sugya, another difference where the Hutra Tchuyah would be, do you need the Kohen Gadol wearing a tzitz to be maksha the karbanos? The din is that a karban yochid, a karban she'ein zmano kavua, a karban she'ein, we usually call that karban yochid, because 95% of karbanos yochid are ein zmano kavua, 99% of the karbanos sibra is zmano kavua. So we usually, just to say briefly, say a karban yochid versus a karban sibra. So the Gemara says, Mishnah is like this, there is a din, a karban yochid is not allowed to be brought in the state of Tumah. What if you did bring the carbon b'dieved? You brought the carbon. So it's puzzle. So he's not yotze. He has to bring it all over again. If he took a nether, or if it's a carbon, whatever, brought a carbon chatos in the state of tumah, he's mechuyev to bring. So he's not yotze. So the Gemara says that it says in the end of Chumishmos that the Kohanim should wear begodim and the Kohen Gadol should wear Shmeina begodim. And when the Kohen Gadol wears the tzitz, this is meratzah on a carbon puzzle. If we brought a puzzle of carbon and the Kohen Gadol was wearing the tzitz at the time, so the carbon is considered kosher b'dieved. So the Gemara has, by process of elimination, the Gemara asks which psul karbanis. What, instead of doing the avoda with the right hand, the Kohen did the avoda with the left hand, that's a pasuk even b'dieved, it's no good. It doesn't help that the Kohen Gadol is wearing the tzitz. Is it that they made pigul out of the carbon? It says, lo yiratza. Absolutely, lo yiratza. It's no good. And is it they brought the carbon balayla? Absolutely no good, even by the evidence. So the Gemara, by process of elimination, says it can't be that psul, can't be the other psul. The kain is sitting when he does the avoda. If you do avoda in a sitting position, the psul leave by the evidence, the tzitz doesn't help. So when does the tzitz help? That if the kain gadol is not wearing the tzitz, the carbon is psul because there was something went wrong. And if the Kohen Gadol is wearing the tzitz, then the carbon is kosher. If the carbon was offered in the state of tumah, so that usually the carbon will be pasul. If the Kohen Gadol happens to be wearing the tzitz at the time of hakrovas hakorban in the state of tumah, so then the tzitz is meratza. Meratza means that it makes the carbon kosher. It says many times, v'nirtza lo l'chaparol. V'nirtza lo l'chaparol means that the carbon is accepted. The term ritzui, the Baal HaTanya writes in his sefer, that the term ritzui, Ruba de Ruba applies in Tanakh in connection with Hakrovas Karbanis, that the carbon is accepted. Once in a while you have not in Karbanis, but usually it's in connection with Karbanis. So the tzitz, so the Gemara says, the tzitz is meratzah if you brought a carbon, which you had no heta to bring it in the state of Tumah, you violated the din, b'sheigig b'meiz, it doesn't make a difference, menatar does make a difference, maybe there's a penalty in the Rabbanim, the Gemara will discuss later in Yevamos. But if you brought a carbon in the state of tumah, and the Kohen Gadol is wearing the tzitz at the time, so the din is a b'dieved, the carbon will be kosher. The carbon will be acceptable. So the Gemara has a discussion, what about carbon tzibur? A carbon shezman or kavua? So you don't need the tzitz at all? You don't need the tzitz at all because tumah is muta b'tzibur heta gomer? Or do you say no? Tumah is only the chuyah b'tzibur. If it's only the chuyah, then you need, the Kohen Gadol should be wearing the tzitz also. Usually wearing the tzitz is good by carbon yochid at b'dieved, the carbon is kosher. By carbon yochid, it's never going to be mutal l'hatchila. You can wear the tzitz from today till tomorrow. There's no heter to be makar karbonis yochid in the state of tumah. A carbon tzibur, if the Kohen Gadol is wearing the tzitz and it's a carbon tzibur, then you combine it together, then it's mutal l'hatchila. So that's how the Gemara says that if tumah is hutra b'tzibur, then you don't need the tziruf of the tzitz. If tumah is duchoyah b'tzibur, then you need the tziruf of the tzitz. What in the world is that all about? How are you supposed to understand that? So there's a famous explanation that everybody says over from Rabbi Yitzchak Ponovizhin, Rabbi Yitzchak Rabinowitz, had a yeshiva. He was the head of the yeshiva in Ponovizhin. He was a super genius, the early 1900s. Chaim held that he was the biggest Baal Mechadish of the generation. He was quite a Baal Mechadish. They didn't always accept his chidushim halacha l'maisa. They felt that he was a little too wild, but he had an open mind, and he always came up with original suggestions what to consider. So over here, he has a sefer called Zecher Yitzchak, collection of his tshuvas, and at the end of the Zecher Yitzchak, he has a few short paragraphs where he has comments on the Gemara. So this is one of the short paragraphs at the end of the Sefer Zecher Yitzchak. So he says like this: if tumah is hutra b'tzibur, means melechatchila, when the laws of tumah were given in connection with hakrovas karbanis, number one, you're not allowed, it's an avera to be makar b'korban in the state of tumah. Number two, if you brought a korban in the state of tumah, the korban is pasul. So the whole parsha of Akrobus karbonis betuma was never formulated by makam karbonis tzibur. Hutra, it's an exception to the rule, so there's neither an isa nor a psul. So there's no problem. There's no isa, there's no psul, nothing. They're both dinim were never given. Usually there's a parsha of hakrobus karbonis in the state of tumah, So there are two parts to the parasha. There's an Iser. You're not allowed to be makir karbonis in the state of Tumah, and then there's a psul b'diyah. But if you were makir b'tumah, it'll be possible. If by karbonis sibah, if you're hutra, so the whole parasha doesn't apply. It was never formulated with respect to karbonis sibah. If you hold that it's dechuyah, means the parasha was formulated. And then there's another parasha that says you have to bring karbonis sibah. And then you have a conflict sometimes. You're not allowed to bring karbonis sibur in the state of Tumah. So the halacha says that the mitzvah of hakrabas karbonis sibur is deichad aveir. But Dukhuya, if A is Dukhya B, the whole concept of Dukhuya only applies to an Issa. It makes it that there's no Issa, but still it's going to be puzzle. What are you going to say? The mitzvah HaKaras Karbonas Tzibur makes it that the carbon is kosher. How can it make the carbon kosher? If there's a din, if you bring a carbon in the state of Tumah, the carbon is puzzle, period. The whole concept of Dukhuya only applies a mitzvah is Dukhya and Avera, it takes off the Issa. It doesn't take off the Psul. So that's where Abitzel Panavishu explains in his sefer. If you hold Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, means that the whole parsha of Karbonis offered in the state of Tumah doesn't apply. So the both aspects don't apply. Neither the prohibition, the Issa not to be Makar Karbonis in the state of Tumah, nor the Psul. Nothing applies but Makam Karbon Tzibur. None of the parsha was formulated. But if you all know, Duchuyah B'Tzibur means the parsha stands alone. Parsha of Hakrobas Karbonis in the state of Tumah stands alone. Then there's a mitzvah to bring Karbonis Tzibur, Shezmanam Kavua. So then the halacha says, B'mayadoi, that it's so important to bring a Karbon Shezmanam Kavua at the right time, it's even Doicha de Avera of Hakrobas Karbonis in the state of Tumah. So what does it help? Doicha Hain, Doicha Morgan. It's fine, it's Doicha de Iser. How can it be Doicha de Psul? You never have a concept, something, a mitzvah is deicha psul, a mitzvah is deicha naveira. Mitzvah says, deicha loy says. How is the mitzvah of hakrovas, karbonis, sibush, hezmana, kavua, is deicha the psul? There is nothing can be deicha psul. So for that, you have to have, the kohen gadol has to be wearing the tzitz. So usually kohen gadol wearing the tzitz only helps b'dieved by karbonis yachid. So by karbonis sibush, it also only help b'dieved. But because it's hezmana kavua, so therefore, the hezmana kavua takes off the yisa. The mitzvah is doicha. If you hold the chuya, so the mitzvah, the tzorach mitzvah, is doicha the avera, and then if the kohen gadol is wearing the tzitz, then the carbon will be kosher also. That's where Abitzel explains that gemara. So this is the original machloikis in the gemara. I remember last summer, a group of boys from the NCSY learning program in Eretz went to visit Hagoyen Rav Osher Weiss. So he wanted to discuss what's the din if a chayla has to eat on Tisha B'Av. Is it hutra d'chuya? So he asked the boys, who knows, where do we have a discussion of hutra d'chuya? So they told him every single case under the sun except for the original case in the Gemara. So he kept on saying, but where's the original case? Everybody gave another case, but where's the original case? No one knew the original Gemara. It's in Yuma Davo. And then you have the other 10 cases that we discussed, whether it's hutra d'chuya. So one of the famous cases is the Tosfos in the beginning of Yevamos. Where is it? Dalet Amud Beis. The Rabbi Natam comes up with his chiddush that klayim in tzitzis is hutra. What do you mean? If you have a beged shel pishton and you tied in chutei tzitzis and you have to have, let's say, chutim shel tzemer for the tchelis, has to be a certain color and has to be a certain material. So the string that's dyed with the dama halazan has to be a woolen string. So once you tie that woolen string onto the beged shel pishton on the linen beged, that constitutes shatnas, and you shouldn't be allowed to wear it. So that we learn out from the post we darshan smuchim in Mishnah Torah chumash tavarim. So the two pesukim are one next to the other. Gedilin tasan lecha is next to the pasuk vasil b'shatnas. So this teaches us that Eser Dechalos Eser, so you're permitted to wear the Beged Shel Pishtan with the tzitzis, despite the fact that now you're in violation of the Yisr Shatnas. So the Gemara has a Machlokes HaTanoim, and we paskin that Ksus Laila is not Chayiv in tzitzis. The reason most are Pratlik Ksus Laila. We have electric lights, and even when there's a blackout, there's no electric light, but you have candles, so you can see at nighttime also. But nonetheless, it's a good question. How did the Tanaim figure it out? Tanaim say, Risa Moser Pratla Ksus Laila, that Ksus Laila is not Chayim in Tzitzis. So that's a question, what does it mean Ksus Laila is not Chayim in Tzitzis? So let's say, there's a machlokes, whether it means that pajama is not Chayim in Tzitzis, or does it mean Laila is not Chayim in Tzitzis? Not big day Laila, not Ksus Laila. That's a question. So let's say Laila. Let's say like the Rambam. Laila, the mitzvah tzitz only by yom. There's no mitzvah by Laila. So what if a person is wearing an arba kamfis, shel pishton, and he has chutei tzemer for the tcheles, he has chutei tzemer, and it says of dechala seses, he has to look at his watch, and the moment that it becomes shkia, and it's a dein hashmashes, and it's a sofek yom, sofek laila, and the mitzvah tzitz is only in the hegas by yom, not in the hegas by laila, he has to take off the arba kamfis, because the whole hetter to wear kalayim on tzitzis is esa dechaloy sesei. So the esa is only by yom, by laila there is no mitzvah sesei. So it can make you very nervous. You have to take off the beged right away. So the Rabbi Natam says, no, it's not true. He says that klaim and tzitzis is hutra. It's not tuchuya, it's hutra. And he claims that he has a raya from the Gemara in Menachos. Okay. That's what he claims. He has a raya from the Gemara in Menachos. So he says, let's say the husband has a talis. The husband has a talis. The husband has an arba kamfis made from pishton. And he put in tzitzis with tcheles, and the chutei tcheles have to be davke tzemer, and the shatnas, and then the wife decides she's going to be the chazanit today at the ladies' prayer group, and she needs a talis to wear, and she's going to wear her husband's talit that has the shatnez in it. So is she permitted to or not? What are you going to say? Eser dechal esesei. She doesn't have the esei. So how can you say eser dechal esesei? Rabbi Natan said, that's okay. If Mrs. Tom wants to put on his talis, he said, that's okay. The talis is an exception to the rule. This cheftza of talis is not because the tzorach kiyam mitzvah, you have to fulfill a mitzvah. Tzorach kiyam mitzvah is doichadi. He said, that's if it would be duchuya. Duchuya means the tzorach kiyam mitzvah is mata. Hutra means when the prohibition of shatnas was formulated, there was an exception to the rule. It was a beged sel tzitzis. So there's an exception to the rule. So you can wear it even by laila, and an isha can wear it even though the woman is not mechuyav in tzitzis. Isha can wear it. It's hutra. This is an exception to the rule. That's what the Rabbi Natam says. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that that's the pshat in the Mechilta. The Rashi quotes on Parshas Yisro, Zocha v'shamu b'dibrech enemru. The Gemara says, what's the significance of that? That it's considered a hekesh. The kol sheyeshna b'shamu yeshna b'zocha, that women are mechuyev to recite Kiddush to the same extent as the men. Just like there's Shomer is a lois essay, even though it's man grama, women are mechuyev. So the Kiddush, even though it's a mitzvah sasesha, is man grama, nonetheless the women are mechuyev. So that's the first b'dibur echon emor. Then Rashi quotes from the Mechilta the another three cases. So the one case that Rashi quotes that la silba shatnes and gedilam tasalacho, that you're permitted to wear shatnes and a beged shel pishton. So what do you gain? What did the Tanoim gain by declaring that b'dibrech enemru? Why does it have to be b'dibrech enemru? What would be so bad? Would it be mishnei diburim? So that's why Rashi and Brochus explains on Chofim and Aleph. Hutra means when the prohibition was formulated, it never applied in this case. Milchat chilef in the very outset. That's how Rashi read the pasuk in Emor. The kohen is not allowed to be metamei lemeisim, and that's one of the seven relatives. So the whole prohibition doesn't apply with respect to the seven relatives. Tosafot disagrees with Rashi. Tells us even there it's zechuya. The Rashi holds that that's called hutra because mamish one pasuk after the other. Teich kedidi, but the Rabbanu Shlomo Yom Hashem and Moshe. There's an isak tumas kohanim unless it's one of the zayin krum. It's one of the zayin krum. The whole prohibition never applied. So that's what it means over here that this was b'dibrech nemru. Hakadosh Baruch Hu gave an isur shatnes, and teich kedidi said, but b'makam tzitzis. That beged is an exception to the rule. It's not subject to the prohibition of tzitzis. Even if we wear it, it's not subject to the prohibition of shatnas. Even if you wear the beged balayla, even if an isha will wear it, then there's no esed dechal says they're not mechuyev. The woman is not mechuyev. And balayla, if you should assume, there's no chiyev tzitzis at all. But this beged is an exception to the rule. The chetz of the beged is an exception to the rule. It's not the tzorch kiyama mitzvah is mat. That's the pashtus in the Rabbi Natan. So they should thought that the Mechilta means like the Rabbi Natan. There is a Pirish Amaseches Tomid that's printed on the side of the Vilna Shas, printed on the side of the Gemara, that's Miyuchas LaHaravid. Everybody knows it's not written by the Ravid, written by somebody else. Not at all the Ravid style. So in this Pirish Amiyuchas LaHaravid, in the Maram becomes it's not on the right daf. Everything is five dafim later. They couldn't squeeze it in. In the Vilna Shas, they already had the dafim in Maseches Tamid. So they couldn't squeeze in the whole Pirush HaMiuchas L'Raavad on the Omud. So everything is way after, everything is after the whole Maseches Tamid. You have a couple of pages, only Pirush HaRaavad. So it's printed in all the normal editions. It's printed on page Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. It belongs way before. It belongs to Daf Chav Zayin or something over there. So this Pirush, the Mefarish over there, quotes the Rabbeinu Tam, and he says, it must be a misquotation. It can't be. Rabbeinu Tam was such a genius, he would never say such a foolish thing. It just doesn't make any sense at all. How can he say such a thing that klaim b'tzitzis is hutra, and you're allowed to wear the klaim even balaylo? So he says, take a look. The Gemara says in Yuma, it's in the Marmakaimus, Yuma Menvov and Mebeis, that the din is at a korban shezmano kavua, but what we usually call bekitza, a korban tzibur, because 99% of the korbanos tzibur are zmano kavua, 95% of the korbanos yochad are not zmano kavua, but it really means korban shezmano kavua. So if you have a korban tzibur, you makariv it on Shabbos, so what's the nature of that heter? So the Gemara said beferish, that's hutra, that's not the chuya. A korban that's korban tzibur is korban bitume. That was a machlekes satanayim and a machlekes samarayim, a davav, dav zayin, whether tumah hutra b'tzibur, tchui b'tzibur. But a korban shezmano kavua is dech Shabbos, that's a beferish gemara, that's hutra. That's not the chuyah. That's beferish that is hutra. That's Rav Soloveitchik thought. That's the other case. The Mechilta gave three additional cases of a dibrach and emras, and one of them was mechal aleha. Mos yumos was given a dibrach together with the din. Together with the din of Oyamashav Shnei Chvasim and Shonat Mimin, because Karbanis Tzibur Shizman Kavua Akorev on Shabbos is not Tuchuya, that's Hutra. So that's what it means. B'dibrach and Nemro Milachatchile, when the prohibition of Chilul Shabbos was given in Hashemayim, Rabbi Shalom said it doesn't apply to Karbanis Tzibur. So what do you gain by saying that? What do you gain by saying that Karbanis Tzibur a korev on Shabbos is not a p'chin of dechuya, it's a p'chin of hutra? Sorry. There was one of the Galatiana Goinim who lived in the First World War, Second World War, wrote tshuvas called Chavetzelos HaShoran. Very good tshuvas. He was a great nephew of the Minchas Chinuch. Very sharp. Galatiana Poskim are usually very sharp. So he has very sharp tshuvas. And every so often he quotes his great uncle, the Minchas Chinuch. He was a rav in Tarnopol. I think Tarnopol was the capital of Galicia, if I'm not mistaken. Big city in Galicia. So he has a tshuva in the Chela Gimel, where he discusses the certain malachas on Shabbos that it doesn't make a difference whether you do with the right hand or the left hand. So a person is carrying a dollar in his hand. It doesn't make a difference. He can carry the dollar just as easily in the left hand as the right hand. But if you're a righty, you're always right with the right hand, or when you dial on the telephone, you always push the button, or you always dial with the right hand, that's not so easy to write with the left hand. It's going to be very sloppy. If you write with the left hand, or to dial a telephone with the left hand, if you're not used to it, it's going to be very hard. So if you do those malachas, ksiva bismol is called kalachayad. So that'll only be an issa derabbanan. Malachas machshev asra Torah is only if you do the malachas kedarka. If you do kalachayad, that's only an issa derabbanan. If you're carrying the left hand, so you can carry just as easily left hand, right hand. So the Mishnah says motzi bei mimin and bei mismala is chayv. That's malachas kedarka. But akosa bismol is pata. So he discusses akasha when the kohenim did the shechita on the tminim u'masafim on Shabbos. So the right-handed kohanim or whoever did the shechita, you don't need a kohen, would shecht the behemoth with the right hand. So he discusses the kasha. Why don't we recommend they should shecht the behemoth with the left hand? Shechita lav avoida here. If it would have been an avoida, so if you do avoida b'smol, it would be possible. But it's only mikabbalah v'yelach mitzvah skuni. You only need a kohen from kabbalah haloch hazrika. But shechita, you don't need a kohen. So shechita, the Gemara says, shechita lav avoida here. So if shachat bismol would be good b'di'evit. So why would be good? There's nothing wrong. Good l'chatchila, good b'di'evit also. Hard to shech with your left hand. So he discusses, if you shecht an animal on Shabbos, it's a malacha. A shechet is one of the 39 of us malachas. So why do we allow them to shech the tamidim u'masafim on Shabbos with the right hand, why doesn't anybody recommend you shech with the left hand? So the pashut, the answer is, you're going to probably make it an avela. You shech with the left hand, you're not going to do a good job. You have to probably have to shech 10 animals till you get it straight. So why should you kill 10 animals? It's a hefset of kachin. You should shech 10 animals till you finally get it straight. So you do it once with the right hand, you get it right. Anyway, this is the kasha that he works on. So the pashtus is that he does not give the following terrors. The pashtus is that that's exactly what the Gemara gains by saying in Yumim and Vavim Abbas, that a korban sibur is mutar on Shabbos is a pchin of hutra. It's not the chuya. If it would have been the chuya, then epshel lekayim shneim, you should try to avoid violation of the issa. But if you say korban sibur is mutar on Shabbos is a pchin of hutra, at the gama, so you don't have to try to avoid it. When the laws of Shabbos were formulated, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, B'dibur Echad. He said, M'chalalei Amos Yumos, V'yom HaShabbos Shnei Pasim HaNashon HaTamimim. He said, B'dibur Echad means Hutra, that the laws of Shabbos simply don't apply when it comes to Korban HaSibah. So Hutra is Heta Gomer.
So the Murim, which are allowed to be burned at nights, should really burn those on Shabbos.
The Gemara says you do burn the Emurim on Shabbos. The Gemara gives a different reason, though. The Gemara says Menachas because Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. It's preferable, even though you can always bring the Emurim after Shabbos is over, any, let's say, on Wednesday, you can bring the Emurim today or tonight, but if you bring it today, it's a Hida Mitzvah. Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita is preferable. So the Gemara says because of that, Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita, that's why it's permissible to be Makdir the Emurim on Shabbos. Of the Tminim and Masafim that you brought on Shabbos, that have been makna. You don't have to wait till Matzoi Shabbos. So it could be that maybe that's what it means. Chaviva mitzvah b'shaita is a hida mitzvah, so you allow chilul Shabbos because of a hida mitzvah. So maybe that's the answer. It really is hutra. If it would have been dechuya, there would be nothing to discuss. It would have been absolutely aser. You can fulfill the mitzvah of hakrovas hakavanas by doing the melacha Matzoi Shabbos, but because it's hutra. At the Gomer and Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita, so that's why it's preferable. It could be that you have to add that into the Gemara. Could be you have to. I think Chacham Avadi Yosef has a tshuva where he claims that that's what the Gemara meant. I think that's what he claims the Gemara meant. Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita meant that it's hutra. Okay. So the Pirush HaMiyuchas LaHaraivin on Tomid writes. The Balei HaTosis quote in the name of Rabbi Natam that the Kilayim B'Tzitzis is Hutra. It's not only Tchuya. Let's say you have a Beged Shel Tzemer. If you have a Beged Shel Pishton, so the only way to fulfill the mitzvah of Tzitzis is by you want to put in Tchelis also, if it's available. So you're going to put in a Chut Shel Tzemer and the Beged Shel Pishton, so by definition it's going to make it into Shatan. But if you have the reverse, you have a Beged Shel Tzemer. So there's no need to violate Shabbos. So Rabbi Natam says it doesn't matter. The chut shel tcheles, Rabbi Natam happens to hold that it's too long chutim of tcheles and too long chutim of lavan. That shitas Rabbi Natam in Menachas, and that's the different opinions, how many chutim of tcheles you have to have. So the Rambam's opinion is that you have a half of a long chut is tcheles. And the Ravid's opinion is one long chut out of the four. And the Rabbi Natam is the only opinion that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch Halacha L'Maaseh. They have dinim that apply even during the generations where there is no tcheles. So they quote the only shita they quote is Rabbi Natam, that you have to have two long strings of tcheles and two long strings of lavan. So the two long strings, you have a beged shel tzemer. So the two long strings of pisht, the two long strings of tcheles have to be tzemer. That's halacha. Tcheles is a specific color and a specific material. So the two chutim of tcheles have to be tzemer. What about the two chutim of lavan? So Rabbi Natam says, if you want, you can put in pishton. It's a beged shel tzemer. Beged shel tzemer. And the two chutim of tcheles have to be tzemer. Two chutim of lavan doesn't make a difference. So he said, if you want a hutra, it's hutra. If you want, you can put in two chutim of lavan of pishton and a beged shel tzemer. Because klaim and tzitzis is hutra. Either there's a Beferishi Gemara that says not so, that climate tzitzis is only dechuya. Rabbi Natam says that Gemara is talking when you don't have tcheles and lovan, if you only have one without the other. So that's a machlekes hatanoim, whether tcheles me'akevis is a lovan, and lovan me'akevis are tcheles. So most of the Rishonim Paskin, the Balamor Paskin, is like the opinion of the Tana Rebbe, that tcheles me'akevis is a lovan. So if you don't have any tchelis, the Baal HaMor didn't wear tzitzis. He didn't have any tchelis. Ramban writes in Perek Lamed Madlikin, the Baal HaMor has like this. He passed in Lalocha that tchelis makevis is alavan, like Rebbe's opinion. And the Ramban writes there, Shaman away do so. We heard about the Baal HaMor lived in a different country from the Ramban. He lived before the Ramban. So the Ramban says, we heard about the Baal HaMor that he never wore tzitzis, because according to him, you don't gain anything by wearing tzitzis if you don't have tchelis. And already in the days of the Baal HaMor and the Ramban, they didn't have tchelis. It was not available. Yeah, but we don't paskin like that. We paskin that tchelis is not makevis as alav. So the Rabbein and Tam in our tesis, and Dalet Amud Beis, going over to Hamad Aleph and Yevamis in the tesis there, and Menachah says, Rabbein and Tam holds, when you have the mitzvah of tzitzis bishlei musa, you have both tchelis and lavan, then it's hutra. Then it's hutra. So even efshel lekayim shnei, it's a beggar shel tzemer. And the two chutim of tchelis have to be tzemer, but the two chutim of lavan can be either tzemer or pishtim. So you can put pishtim, even though there's no need for it. You can put pishtim with hutra, but that's only by medvar mamurim. If you have the mitzvah of tzitzis bishlei musa, so then it's hutra. But if you don't, bismanas that we don't have a tchelis. If you don't have tchelis, you only have lavan. So the mitzvah tzitzis is shalom bishlei musa. So then it's only going to be dechuya. Then it's only, you're only allowed to put in shatnas if you have no choice. If it's the epshel lekayim shneim, it's epshel lekayim shneim. Then there's no heter. Then there's no heter. See the velte estakasha makshim ha'olam. How do we know there is a klal all over shas esedechaloi sese? How do you know esedechaloi sese? What's the source? Everybody in the Gemara said the source is that it says klayim next to tzitzis. In the Chumash Dvarim, when we darshan smuchim, so what is the smuchim is treated like a hekesh? So it means that the mitzvah sese of tzitzis is doicha de la sese of klayim. But according to Rabbi Natan, that klayim of tzitzis is hutra. So where do you see that esed doicha de la sese? Hutra. Hutra doesn't mean esed doicha de la sese. According to Rabbi Natan, where do you see from the smichas apsukim? Rabbi Natan says that klayim of tzitzis is hutra. So hutra doesn't necessarily mean that esed dechaloi sase. Where do you see? So Rabbi Natan himself answers the kash. Our Tosfos, the little Tosfos Yevamis, he says, you learn from the smichas of psukim, the two psukim are next to the other. And Chumash Dvarim, Darshan and Smuchim, you learn two things. That when you have tzitzis bishlei musa, the mitzvah tzitzis bishlei musa, then it's hutra. Klayim and tzitzis is hutra. And his wife can wear his talit. And you can wear a balayla. You don't need a kima mitzvah at all. This beged is a beged shel tzitzis is exempted from the prohibition of shat hutra. But then if you don't have the mitzvah of tzitzis bishlei musa, so then it's not the right cheftza. Hutra means that this cheftza was exempted from the prohibition of shatnas. But if you don't have the mitzvah bishlei musa, you only have lovan, or you only have tchelis, then the mitzvah of tzitzis is shalom bishlei musa. So then it's also included in the hekesh that I say esedecha lo sesei. So Rabbi Natan says the hekesh, the smuchim, that it says the silver shatans gedil and tasalucha, one passing next to the other, is teaches me two dinim, teaches me that esedecha lo sesei, and also teaches me when the mitzvah tzitzis is bishlei musa, then it's hutra. When it's shalom bishlei musa, then it's duchuya. He learns that two dinim from the hekesh. I remember one Rav Soloveitchik every year used to give a major shiur on his father's yartzeit. Yeah, Yartzeit for his father on Gimel Shvat. That's usually during the winter break. That was January all the time. Sometimes there'd be a snowstorm outside. He would keep on talking for 4 or 5 hours. And people would be sitting there. Everybody would be paying attention. So he always used to give on easy topics. He wanted everybody to understand. So he would talk about tzitzis and tefillin and Birchas Hamazon and Kriya Shema and davening, kibud v'yoneg, things usually from Archai. So one year he gave out a shir on the topic of tzitzis, whether tzitzis is hutra or tchuyah. So someone from the audience agreed when he was saying over the Rabbein Tam. He didn't even say his chiddush. Just said over the Rabbein Tam says that the climate tzitzis is hutra. So someone started to scream out from the audience, how can he say hutra? So how does the Gemara learn out esed dechaloi sese? Kasha and the Rabbein Tam. It's not a kasha and Rav Soloveitchik. It's a good kasha and the Rabbein Tam. The Gemara says the source for the din of esed dechaloi sese is the smichas ha-psukim in Chumash Dvarim of Gedil and Tasilcha next to Lasil B'Shatnes. So if the Gemara says that it teaches esed dechaloi sese, how did Rabbi Natan come off to say that it teaches Yehudra. So the real answer to the kasha is what our Taisus says. Taisus says it tells you two din. Sometimes Hutra, sometimes Tchoya. When the mitzvah tzitzis is Bishlei Musa, then this Cheftza of Beged Shel Tzitzis was exempted from the whole, was excluded from the whole prohibition. That's Hutra. Even his wife can wear it, and even Balayla can wear it. But the mitzvah tzitzis Shalom Bishlei Musa, so you can't say this Cheftza was exempted. There's not the right Cheftza. You don't have the whole mitzvah Bishlei Musa. So then it's still Mutter. If it's Yefshe Lekayim Shneim, then it's Mutter because Esed Decheloi says. So that's the Rabbi Natan gives that answer. So with this test, here's the kasha in the middle of the shiur, had nothing to do with where Rav Soloveitchik goes. Just quoted the Rabbi Natan. So this fellow said, how can Rabbi Natan say that? So Rav Soloveitchik said, in the yeshivas they say a pshetl. You don't need the whole pshetl. Rabbi Natan himself gave the true answer. He said, in the yeshivas they say a pshetl, that if not for the fact that there's a concept of Esed Decheloi says, it wouldn't make sense that there should be a concept of Hutra. Why should you say such a thing? That the makam akrovas karbanas tzibur, the whole prohibition of tumah akrovas karbanas, but tumah was never given. Why should you say such a thing? You have to first assume that there's a concept of esed dechaloi sese, and then you can go to the next step. Not only is esed dechaloi sese, sometimes it's even more than that. Sometimes it's even hutra, that the whole prohibition was never formulated in this case. But if you don't subscribe to the first level, if you don't believe in Esed Decheloi Sese, so it doesn't make sense that this should be a concept of Hutra either. Okay, so he said that's, in the yeshivas they say with a higoyen, you can't get to step B if you don't subscribe to step B. But that's not, the Rabbi Natan didn't say that. Rabbi Natan said, you learn from the smichas ha-psukim, two dinim. When the mitzvah of tzitzis is bishlei musa, you have tcheles and lavan. So the mitzvah is bishlei musa, so then it's hutra. And then his wife can wear, Mrs. Tam can wear the tzitzis, and he can wear the, and Rabbi Tam can, the Rabbi Tam can wear the tzitzis balayla. But if the mitzvah is shalom bishlei musa, then you can't wear it balayla. Then there's no heter to wear the shatnas, only if it says sedechel eses, if it's eif shalakayim shneim.
You pass from like Rabbi Tam?
I don't remember. We should look in Shulchan Aruch, see what it says. I don't remember.
And another question. You have a Beged Shel Laila at Arba Kampos. You wear it for Yom without tzitzis. Is that...
So that's totally in this machlokes. According to the Rambam, Bayom Yechayim Balayli Yepota. And according to the Rosh, and Pashupshat, most of the Balei HaTosfos, it doesn't depend on Yom versus Laila. Depends on Beged Laila is Pater even by Yom, pajamas of Pater even by Yom, and a Ksus Yom is Chayav even by Laila. Depends on what the nature of the Beged is. Right. So getting back again, so the Rabbi Natan is quoted by the Balei HaTosfos as saying that Kalayim and Tzitzis is Hutra. And that's what Rav Soloveitchik thought, that's what the Mechilta says. Was Nemr B'dibarechon. Nemr B'dibarechon means that's exactly the definition of Hutra. When the prohibition of Shatnas was formulated, Rabban Shalom said, it doesn't apply to this situation. Not that the Tzorach Kima Mitzvah is Doichet, but Lachatchila doesn't apply there.
Someone asked this morning, what's the Hashva that Rashi puts all these examples together? Zachar and Shamar is not a steer to each other, mm-hmm. And all the other ones just can't fit together.
The Mechilta.
Zachar and Shamar can be Mekai and both of them easily.
Yeah, yeah.
But the other Shamar, I can't do it together.
Zocha v'shamu v'nemu b'dibarecha, the Gemara says, to make it into a hekesh. Kol she'eshna b'shamu, yeshna b'zocha, that the women are mechayim and zocha, despite the fact that it says mangram. And the significance of b'dibarecha and nemu by the other three is to tell you that it's hutra as opposed to tchit, not the same as zocha v'shamu. The other three are to take a stand that all three are hutra as opposed to tchuyim. So here, this pirush ha'miyuchas la'harayved says the Balei HaTosfos in their commentary on Menachos quote in the name of Rabbi Natan, and he says it must be a misquotation. Rabbi Natan was a chidud hamoyach, some kind of a lashon. He's such a sharpie, he would never say such a ridiculous thing that climate sits in his hutra. And he says, take an example, take a look at Karbonis Tzibur a Korban Shabbos. The Gemara says in Yuma that's hutra, that's not duchuya. And if the Kohen is going to smoke a cigar as his makar of the Karbanis Tzibah, Hutra is Hutra, everything goes. He said, that's ridiculous. Hutra means when you mekayim the mitzvah of Hakrovas Karbanis Tzibah, the mitzvah is Hutra as opposed to Tchir. But if he smokes a cigar at the same time, so that's Chilul Shabbos, there's no heter for that. So what did Rabbi Natam say? You can wear the kilayim and the tzitzis balayla, but there's no kima mitzvah. That's like smoking a cigar at the time that that you makrev the karbanas tzibur. No one would say it's not hutra, it's not tchuya. The only time is what to talk about hutra versus tchuya. That's this pirush amiyuchas la'arayv. He says the only time is what to discuss hutra tchuya when you have you're fulfilling a mitzvah and the mitzvah allows you to violate an averis. Is it only level A or is it even level B? Is it only tchuya? Is it even bigger and better than tchuya? It's even hutra nafkamina efshel lekayim shneim. But you're going to wear the tzitzis balayla. There's nothing with nothing. There's no kima mitzvah. The mitzvah is only by yom, not a layla. So you can't say tchuy, you can't say hutri, you can't say anything. That's what he asks. He says it can't be the Rabbi Natam is so sharp, chada moyach. It must be a misquotation. And he says it's a waste of time to quote what the Rabbi Natam said because it's a misquotation. That's what he says. Yeah, but it's Yadum Mefursim, the Rabbi Natam. You know, the Rabbi Natam wrote a sefer, Sefer Yosha. He wrote his own sefer. He writes his shita. And it's safe. It's not a misquotation. We know what the Rabbeinu Tam said. So what's Taka the Dior? So Rav Soloveitchik explained it's not the same. If the Kohen is Makar of the Karbanis Tzibah on Shabbos and he strikes up a cigar, he's going to smoke a cigar while he's Makar of the Karbanis, the cigar has nothing to do. The cigar was not Hutra and not Chuy. Of course he's Machal Shabbos. Hutra doesn't mean you can do whatever you want. You can turn on your radio. You can turn on music while you makar of the karbanos on Shabbos. You have to observe Shabbos. What the Rabbi Natam said was that kilayim and tzitzis is hutra means. What does it mean? Hutra versus tchuya. Tchuya means that the tzorach kiyum hamitzvah of tzitzis, the tzorach kiyum hamitzvah allows you to violate the aver. So it's only by yom, not by laila. By laila, there's no tzorach kiyum hamitzvah. But if you hold hutra means. When the Torah gave the prohibition of shatnez, it never applied to this chefze. A beged shel tzitzis was never included in the prohibition. So the beged is called the beged shel tzitzis, even balayla, and even for an isha, even though there's no kima mitzvah. That's chilul Shabbos is hutra legabi karbanas tzibur. It's not duchuya, it's not that the tzorech, hakrovas karbanas tzibur is so important, you can meet doicha the isha chilul Shabbos. No. The Chilul Shabbos was Nemro B'dibur Echod. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the prohibition Mechalei Amos Yomos, he said Tocha De'dibur V'yom HaShabbos Nechvas Menashonet Mimu. The prohibition doesn't apply to that case, to that Chepze. Smoking a cigar is not the Chepze. The Chepze is HaKrovas Karbonish Ezmanam Kavua. But over here the Chepze is the Begel Shel Tzitzis. Begel Shel Tzitzis was exempted. The Begel Shel Tzitzis Bayom HaBalai. The same thing if he smokes a cigar simultaneously with the Avodah. It's not that while he's doing Avodah, everything goes. No one ever said that. Hutra means the Cheftz of Hakrovas, Karbanish, Zman and Kavua, is never included in the Yisra. So in the line of Hakrovas or Karbanish, it's mutter to do it, b'Shabbos, even though you could have avoided it. Even you could do the Shechita b'Smol. You're allowed to do the Shechita b'Imin. You're allowed to do the Haktoris Emurim today. Hutra. But if you smoke a cigar at the same time, that's not part of the Hakrovas or Karbanish. That was never included in there.
Karavan Shabbos would be on Shabbos
is hutra het the gum. You don't have to try to avoid it. You don't have to try to shech with your left hand. Hutra.
And also the karav that the kohen has to be metamit to would be on Shabbos would be allowed. Because
if you would hold hutra, the pashtus is if you would have held, that's what he is. If you would have held hutra, like Rashi says there in Brochas Dabchov, that the kohen is matamit to the seven relatives, that's hutra. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it, mamish b'nishim achas. Nevish leitam liyamav ki'im l'sheiro. So if it's hutra, so that means the heft of this act of a kohen being matamit to the seven relatives was never included in the Yisra. The Yisra only applies to Tumas Shar Mesim, to the seven Mesim doesn't apply. And Taisa says wrong, it's the chuya. The tzorech kiyum ha-mitzvah of lo yitama is doicha the yisa tumas kohanim. And if it's on Shabbos and he's not in fulfillment, he's not in the line of kvura, he's not fulfilling lo yitama. Lo yitama is not stama mitzvah to be mitame. Mitzvah to be mitame in line by being mitapal in the kvura sameis. But if he's not on Shabbos, he can't say he's metapel in the Kvaras HaMeis. So there's no, so there's nothing to say dechuya. To say hutra it is.
One health hutra with the, for the Kohen to go to the to be metame even after the Meis is buried, because the
Chafetz of Meis
doesn't have any
tumor
for this guy.
No, that's not allowed. It's a question. Okay, it's a good kasha. Why not? You mean if you hold hutra, I should say it doesn't apply at all. I don't know. The din is that it's awesome. Clearly, it's only mutter to the kohen to mitame up until the gemara of the kfur. After the kfur is over, not allowed to. They're asking him to say hutra. Why shouldn't he be mutter even after he's buried him? Okay, we got to work on that kasha. So the Pashto says that the third case that Rashi quotes is Yibum, that there's an Iser Eishes Ochiv, an Iser Koris, but Mamakam Yibum it's Muta, so the third case is also, the Mechilta is driving exactly at that, that the Hether of the Yibum, Mamakam Yibum it's Muta to be Boal Eishes Ochiv, is not a Pchina of Dechuya, it's a Pchina of Hutra, means when the prohibition of Eishes Ochiv was formulated, this was said, the Dibur Echad, together with said that the prohibition of Eishes Ochiv doesn't apply in a situation of Makam Yibum. It's not only Dechuya. So that needs a little bit of elaboration. So maybe we will discuss as follows. There is a Mishnah in the second parak. Let's say I'm a Kohen and my brother dies. My brother is a Kohen, not a Kohen, whatever. Maybe my brother was a Cholol. My father had two wives, so I was born, I'm a Kohen, and my brother was a Cholol from the other wife who was a Grusha. Or maybe we're both Kohanim, and my brother married a Grusha. Either the Isar or Beheta, whatever the story. My brother is a Kohen, and he married a Grusha. So Kiddushin Atopsin, a Kohen marries a Grusha, Kiddushin Atopsin. The brother dies. And the Yavama and the Shaila is, can I do Yibum? My brother's wife is a Grusha. So the Mishnah says on Chof HaMen Aleph that Choletz of Salomis Yabemis, the surviving Kohen brother, should do Chalitza, he's not allowed to do Yibum. So the Gemara comes to the conclusion on Omid Beis, Min HaTorah, he's really permitted to do Yibum, but only because Esed Dechaloy Sesi. But then it would only be permissible Bir Rishayna. Bir Shnei would be also because you were in fulfillment of the mitzvah. Yivama Yavaleh, but Bir Rishayna. There wouldn't be any heter to do Bir Shnei. So with the Rabbanon, they said, we don't permit you even to do the Yibum with the Bir Rishayna at all. Zera Bir Rishayna, or to Bir Shnei. We don't permit you to do Yibum at all. So, what if a person does Yibum in a normal case, where the Eishes Ochiv is not an Iser Lav, where there's no Iser? A normal case is an Iser Eishes Ochiv. So Tosfos says the same. So the Mishnah says, once you do Yibum, he's permitted to live with his wife as long as he wants. Here the Mishnah Lamed Chesam and Aleph, the last three lines of the Mishnah. Kinsa, if the Yavam marries the Yavama, Arei Kishta L'chol Dover, it's his full-fledged wife. And the Gemara says, what is the significance of that sentence? Arei Kishta L'chol Dover, what is he driving at? So the Gemara says, on the next daf, Lamed Aleph, 10 lines before that, 13 lines before the Mishnah, Arei Kishta L'chol Dover, L'may Hilchasa, what is the Mishnah driving at? So the Gemara says, Amar Abyes, Barab Chanin, Elohim, Shem Begar, Shebegeta, Machzira. He can live with her as long as he wants, be Rishniya as mutter. And if he wants to divorce her, he just has to give a get. And if he wants, he can remarry her. The Iser Eishes Ochiv is off. So Tosfos is bothered with the Kasha. Why is it different? On Chofam, where is it? On the Chofam days, the Gemara said, if the Yavama is a Chayv Elavin, and it's mutter men ha-Torah to do Yibum to be a Rishayna, so we don't permit you, me the Rabban, we don't permit you even to do the Bir Rishayna. Is there a Bir Rishayna or to be a Shnia? Because the Bir Shnia, there's no Heter. So why is it if he performs the Yibum? She's not a Chayv Elav, a plain sister-in-law. So why do we permit him, why do we permit the Yavam to be Biyabam the Yavama and to have Bir Shnia and to live happily ever after? He can stay with her for many years to come. Why don't you say the Bir Rishayna was Mutter, Esa Dechalai Sese, and the Bir Shnir should be Asa, because he's not Mekayim the Mitzvah when he does the Bir Shnir. So that's what Tosis raises, that question on Ches on the days, and the Tosis Dima Masa Malamish and the Gar should be get the Machazira. The Gemara there, Ches on the days, is quoting the same as it wrote on Lamed Tes Amid Aleph. Lamed Tes Amid Aleph, the Gemara was commenting on the Mishnah on Lamed Ches Amid Aleph, Kinsa Harei Kishta L'chol Dover. So what does Me'akre Ishta L'chol Dover? If he wants, he can stay with her as long as he wants. So Tosis says, why don't you say, Gzeira Birishana Ot Bishnei? We shouldn't allow Birishnia. There's no hetter for Bir Shnia, and you shouldn't even allow Bir Rishayna, because of Gzeira Bir Rishayna ought to be a Shnia. So why do we distinguish if the Yavam is a Chayv Elavin, Bir Shnia is also, we don't even allow Bir Rishayna. If it's not a Chayv Elavin, it's only a Chayv Krisis, it's Eish Yisach, it's a Chayv Krisis. So that you allow, even Bir Shnia, that's not a problem. Why? You shouldn't allow Bir Shnia, you fulfilled the mitzvah already, Bir Rishayna. So I should say, shouldn't even be allowed to do the Bir Rishayna. So that's what Tosis asks the Kash. Why is there a difference? So Tosis gives the answer, the Yeshlaima, the last few lines in Tosis. V'yishniyo latzvicha kro. Come on, when you do Yibum, Mamaka Mitzvah, Yibum, Svaruhu, Dalam, Rachmana, Yav, Alel, Lagarsh, Acha, Bir Rishayna. That's obvious. V'komukom, V'yishniyo ladach, Echav, Yilavim, but if my brother was married to a Grusha, and I'm a Kohen, then I'm not allowed to do Bir Shnia because Yaitza the Mitzvah will be a Rishayna. So it doesn't fully explain what's the difference. So on the side they have the tiny letters of the Tosus Hishonim with the tiny letter Aleph. And he says, Ve'oye Shloim Meshaini Hosom. The Bir Rishayna Lo Yishar Yerak Al Yedei Dechiyas Alav. If the Almana is a Chayv Elavin, my brother, the Kohen or the Cholo, whatever the story my brother is, my brother is married to a grusha. So min ha-Torah it's mutter for me to do Bir Rishayna on the grusha because of Esed Dechalai says. So since lo shar yerak ha-idei d'chiyah salav, since it's only d'chuyah, Esed Dechalai says, it's only d'chah on the Bir Rishayna, it's not d'chah on the Bir Shnia. Avol, hocha, a normal case of Yibum, which is not a chayv elavin, the Bir Rishayna hoista behetagom, it's not d'chuyah. It's hutra, so since it's hutra, so even Bir Shnia is mutter. What's the biur? So Tosis Hashanim is saying exactly what Rav Soloveitchik said, that Rashi quotes the Mechilta, the third case of Nemru B'dibur Echad, the three cases where there's a conflict between the mitzvah and the Aveira. So the third case is Iser Eish Yisach and Yibama Yavo Aleho. So Rashi quotes from the Tanaim that it was Nemru B'dibur Echad, means that it's Hutra. So that's what the Tosis Hashanim says. It's Hutra, so that's why even B'yishni is Mutter. Again, if you would have a Chayv Elavin case, then only Bir Rishayna would be Mut, the Bir Shnia would be awesome in our Torah. And then they made Gzer the Rabban, a Bir Rishayna ought to be a Shnia. You can't even do the Bir Rishayna. So I have to explain that a little bit. Why should Tosfos Hishonim and Ches on the base, why should they say that there's a difference between Hutra and Dechuya? So here there is a Mishnah on Samach Aleph Amina. A Kain Gadol is not allowed to marry an Almana. A Kohen Hedyot is permitted to marry an Almana, he's just not allowed to marry a Grusha. So let's say the Kohen Gadol dies at the age of 95. He retired at the age of 85. Okay. What do we have to bump him off? He retired. He lives on. He's still alive. Okay. He retired. He's feeble. He retired at the age of 85. Good. So they have to appoint the new Kohen Gadol. So how old is the new Kohen Gadol going to be? 50. He's going to be 18. Probably not going to appoint a Kohen Gadol at the age of 18. He's going to appoint a guy. He's married already. So what if you have a nice Kohen? He married an Almana. A Kohen married an Almana. A Kohen had you. There's a lot of married Almana. So can you appoint him as the Kohen Gadol? And if you appoint him as Kohen Gadol, he has to get divorced from his wife now. Because a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to be married to an Almana. So it says in the Mishnah it's permissible. Eris is Almana. There's Erisin and there's Nisuin. So what if a Kohen is Mekah, Erisin is Kiddushin. And Nisuin is Chuppah. That's the completion of the issues. Arusa is an Eshus Ish Alobe Beis HaBaal, and the Nisuin is an Eshus Ish Beis HaBaal. So the Mishnah gives a din, Eris is Almana, a Kohen Hedyot is Mekadosh and Isha, and he sets a date for the Chuppah. They're going to have a Chuppah, they're going to have Nisuin. Nem and Isman Aliyah is Kohen Gadol. They appoint him as the Kohen Gadol. Can he take the job? Or does he have to say no? If I take the job, means I lose my wife. I have to divorce my wife. So it says it's permissible. The iser only is you're not allowed to marry if you are a kohen gadol. Now you're not allowed to marry an almana. But if you marry the almana beheter, so once you married a beheter, she can remain with you, even though now you're a kohen gadol. There's no iser. If he's first appointed a kohen gadol, then he wants to marry an almana, then you have a problem. The Chasam Sofer has a psafani tshuva. He says there's a mitzvah sesei on a kohen gadol v'hu isha b'psuleho yikach. He has to marry a psula. So he raises a question. In this case, when they appointed a kohen hedyo to become kohen gadol, retires at the age of 85. He can't do the avodah anymore. It's too much for him. And they appoint a younger person, 50 years old, 45 years old, fine. So, and this 45-year-old man was married to an almana. So, but now that he's a kohen gadol, he has a mitzvah, he should be psula, yika. He has to marry a psula. He has to marry another wife. Then the Gemara says the kohen gadol can't have two wives on Yom Kippur. He can only have one wife. So the man has to divorce the almana. How can it be? The Mishnah says he doesn't have to divorce the almana. He doesn't have to divorce the Teler Yom Kippur. What do you mean? He raises the Chasam Sofer has a psafani tshuva. He raises the possibility that v'hu isha b'msela yikach is a mitzvah saseh. Like you have to shake a lulav, and you have to say kriyash ma today, and you have to put on tefillin today. So there's a mitzvah. The kohen gadol has to marry a psula. Has to marry a psula. He can't marry a grusha. Can't marry an almana. He has no choice. If he marries an almana, in addition to violating the law, he's also in violation of the iser esay. Means that it's a mitzvah saseh. Kohen gadol has to marry. The pashtus is not. He says he has no pshitas. He has the suffix. He doesn't know what the din is. The pashtus is that it shouldn't be a suffix. Pashtus is that he doesn't have a mitzvah. Does not have a mitzvah. There was a big Talmud Chacham in Hungary who was originally anti-Zionism. And then finally, in the middle of the war, when the Nazis were killing everybody, so he realized what a stupid mistake it was. So he wrote a whole sefer, Ema Banim Smecha. He wrote a whole sefer from memory. He wasn't home and he didn't have his library. And he quoted all of Shas and all of Zarius and all of Rishonim and all of Achranim, all from memory. So unbelievable. He wrote the whole sefer from memory. So he was not only is he known for his anti-Zionist position, and he backed out. He has Shalas Tshuvas, very beautiful Shalas Tshuvas. So one of his Tshuvas in Chelek Ebenezer, he discusses this Chasam Sofer. So he writes, he doesn't think it makes any sense at all. Of course, he doesn't have to divorce his wife. Well, how do you read the Mishnah? The Mishnah says Befirsh doesn't have to divorce his wife. So what kind of a din is that? The kohen hedyo is allowed to marry an almana, but then they appoint them as a kohen gadol. So why is it mutter? So the answer is hol b'ishtarya ishtarya. There is a gemara in kiddushin. The gemara in kiddushin is discussing a kohen in the army. During the first World War, there was a whole the British government was drafting Jews into the army. So the Kohanim said, you can't draft us into the army. We're not allowed to be Metamei LeMeisim. The army is for the purpose of shooting. You're going to have dead bodies all over the place, and Kohanim can't serve in the army. So the chief rabbi, I think, was Rabbi Nathan Adler at that time, if I'm not mistaken. So he had to give up sack. He passed that you do draft Kohanim into the army. The Rambam writes you don't even draft Shevet Levi into the army. And Rashi and Chumash writes, not like the Rambam in Melchemes Midyon. So there are two opinions in the Sifrei. So the Rambam adopts that opinion that you don't drift, even the whole Shevet Levi, you don't drift into the army. The Rashi HaChumash seems to say not, so you do drift Shevet Levi. The Shaila was maybe you can't drift Kohanim because Kohanim are not allowed to be Metamei LeMeisim. So the Mordechai points out that there's a Beferish Gemara that you do drift Kohanim into the army, and that's how the chief rabbi of England, Paskin, at that time, during the First World War. The Gemara has a discussion in Kiddushin, what if you have. We have the parsha of Yefastoyar. Yefastoyar is a din. Kiseitz alam acham alayvecha nesan Hashem alkecha biyadecha shavisa shiv yavirisa vashiv yeshes Yefastoyar V'chashakta ba v'lakachta l'chol yisha. So it's really, it's a big chiddush, a whopper of a heter, because you never really converted properly. Could be the Bi'ur Rishonim, she never converted at all. That's a big discussion in Tosfos, in Sanhedrin, in Kiddushin, is Bi'ur Rishonim mutter even before the Geiris or only after the Geiris? And even it's only mutter after the Geiris. Normally a Geiris has to be the person is misguided out of their own free will. Here you're doing a Geiris Bal Korcho, which normally is not acceptable. So here the whole Parsha of Yifas Torah is cool. The whole thing is a Chiddush. Chiddush means an exception to the rule. Dara Seisai Saklal, that normally this is not allowed. For a normal, under normal circumstances, the Geiris is Nishken Geiris, and before the Geiris, for sure, he's not allowed to live with the girls. Bola Nochris. So by Melchama, it's a special heter. So the Gemara has a suffix. What if there's a Koyan in the army? So a Jew is not allowed to live with a non-Jewish woman. That's one Avera. Intermarriage. A Koyan is not allowed to live with a non-Jewish woman. Is a double Avera. In addition to the Isser of intermarriage, even if she would convert, it would be an Isser of Giyarvis Lekoyan. Giyarvis Lekoyan is an Isser Zayna. That's later in Yivamis. We'll have to learn the sugya. Who is Zayna Hamura Bator? Who is included in Zayna? So the Gemara has a suffix. Maybe the heter that the Torah gives, that a kain is muta bifas toyar, maybe it only applies to Yisraelim, to Levim and Yisraelim. Maybe if the soldier in the army is a kain, so you see it's given. It's a double poshut that the Rak Kohanim drifted in the army. If you're not allowed to draft Kohanim in the army, so what's the whole Gemara talking about? So that's what the Mordechai says. You see from this Gemara that you can draft Kohanim into the army. So what did the Gemara have a suffix? If you drafted Kohanim into the army, is the Kohen soldier permitted to marry a Yifas Torah? Maybe the heter is only when there's one Avera. When there's a double Avera, maybe there's no heter. There's such a similar Gemara in Sanhedrin and Daf Pehei Amar Aleph. The Gemara says when you have a Shliach Bezdin, has to give Malkus. So to beat somebody up is an Avera. You're not allowed to harm someone. You're not allowed to whip somebody. But if you have to give Malkus, it's permissible. But Makom Mitzvah, you're allowed to. You're not allowed to curse anybody. But sometimes the Bezdin puts a curse, a Cherem. A Cherem is a curse. So the guy should drop dead. So sometimes the Bezdin is permitted to have the Shliach Bezdin curse somebody. So the Gemara has a suffix, but a child who curses his father is in a violation of a double Avera. You're not allowed to curse Mekalo Kol Adam Yisrael. You're not allowed to curse Mekalo Lavim is an added Issa. That's what the Rambam writes. It's two separate Issaim. And Mako Avivim is a separate Issa from Mako Adam Yisrael. They're two different Lavim. The Ramban there has a taina against the Rambam. Why does he count it as two Lavim? But the Rambam got it from this Gemara. So the Gemara has a suffix in Sanhedrin, Pehem and Aleph. Can the Bezdin appoint my son if I deserve Malkus? Someone has to put me a chair. So can the Bezdin appoint my son as the Shliach Bezdin to give me the Malkus, or to give me the put the chair on me, to give me the curse? Maybe the heter to be Maka Adam Yisrael to give Malkus or to curse someone is only when there's one Avera. But by Beno, there's a double Avera, so maybe the heter does not block. So the Gemara has a whole discussion. The Gemara comes up with a maskana, sometimes yes, sometimes no. So similar to this Gemara in Sanhedrin, Bein Mavshi Yosef Shliach Le'aviv, Hakoso Ulakalalo, maybe the heta for the Shliach Bezdin, it's only when there's one Aver, when the two Aver is not. So it's a similar discussion in Kiddushin and Chofalo from the base. The Gemara has a machlekes Rav Shmuel, whether the Kohen who's in the army, is he allowed to take a Yifas Toya? A regular Yisrael is allowed to take a Yifas Toya because there's only one Yisrael involved. Maybe if the Kohen is a soldier in the army, there's a double Yisrael in addition to the prohibition of intermarriage. There's an added Isser of Zayna Lekoyin, so maybe you can't be Matah to Isser. Right.
Doesn't the Gemara Matah say that the only time the son could go against the father at all is by Mesis? Can't be Isser with the Shliach Bezdin?
Right, that's the Gemara's conclusion there in Sanhedrin. Right, that's the final conclusion. Yeah, but what was the suffix? So the suffix was that not by Mesis. It's a special heter that we give to the Shliach Bezdin to be Mekalal somebody or to be Makkah somebody. So the heter is only by Shara the Mesol, is only one Iser. By Yavavim, since it's a double Iser, so you're not Mata that. So it's such a similar Shaila appears in Kiddushim and Egeh to the Yifas Toyer. If the Kohen is a soldier in the army, so by him it's a double Iser, Is there a heti of fast toyer or not? So the Gemara says, well, let's analyze for a minute. Biri shayna is muta because we're afraid. We're afraid the soldier won't be able to control himself. So hacha tachlena beisur, tachlena beheter. The Torah felt it necessary to give a heter. Otherwise, it's just going to violate the din. So how can you say what kohanim are going to control the yetzahara? The kohen has the same yetzahara as anybody else. So you have to say birishainu kuli almala pligi de mutter. Birishainu probably is mutter, even if the soldier is a kohen. Logic dictates the shaila is biyashniya. So he's already calmed down. He had birishainu. He calmed down his yetzahara. So the question is, would the kohen soldier, another soldier who takes the yifas toyer, is mutter biyashniya also? But what about the soldier who's a kohen? So should you say, just like Bir Rishon is mutter, Bir Shni is also mutter or not? So the Gemara says, that's the machlokes Rabbi Shmuel. The Bir Shni is a mutter. What's the machlokes? So the one who says mutter holds, hold the ishtarya ishtarya. Since the beginning of the marriage is mutter, so it remains mutter even the Bir Shni. The other one holds, you don't say hold the ishtarya ishtarya. So the Rashba has a fantastic comment on that Gemara. I would have never noticed the Rashba, but the Menchas Chinuch has a whole essay about the Rashba on the mitzvah of Yifas Toya. I think it's not in the Menchas Chinuch, it's the Hashmatas in the end of the Sefer, which in the new editions they put into the Pnima of the Sefer. So he has a long essay about this Rashba, and he points out, look what the Rashba said. So the Rashba said exactly what the Tosfos Shanim said on Ches on the base. If a man marries a woman, let's say, if I marry my grandmother, that's an Issa de Rabbanon. There's no pasuk in Chumash. The Gemara says, "Andav chav shlem ha'malach lizgoyza." That's shnius. It's also in the Rabbanon. Now let it live with your mother, that's an Issa de Rabbanon. Your grandmother is only an Issa de Rabbanon. But let's say someone holds a gun to my head and they said, "You marry their grandmother or I shoot you." So pikuach nefesh is not doche gili arayis, but the grandmother is only the Rabbanon. So you don't say, "Harig v'yaver," on shnius, that it's only the Rabbanon. So I marry my grandmother, and he's holding the gun, and he keeps on holding the gun. I got no choice. I want to save my life. As soon as the fellow goes away with the gun, I have to give a get to my grandmother, because the heter only was calls man that there's bikuach nefesh. Once there's no longer sakonas nefesh, there's no heter. But if a person would have gotten married the heter goma, that's because bikuach nefesh is only deiche, the isurim. But if you would have a situation where it's heter goma, the tchilas ha'ishes would be the heter goma. Then you say, hol b'ishtarya ishtarya, like the Mishnah says on Samach Aleph and Man Aleph, that the Kohen Hedyot marries an almana, and they appoint him as a Kohen Gadol, since b'tchilos ha'ishus, it was heter gomer, then you use the phrase that appears there in Kiddushin, hol b'ishtarya ishtarya. If b'tchilos ha'ishus, the woman was muteris labayla, heter gomer, so you can't introduce an Issa later on. If b'tchilos ha'ishus, it was only muta based on a tchiyah, it really should have been awesome, but there was an overriding factor that was derech, either pikuach nefesh, was derech the isa shnius la'arayis. That's the Rashba's marshal. It's a funny case. The guy holds a gun to my head and threatens to kill me. So the Beis Shmuel Amenezer quotes a tshuva from one of the achrayim who says like that, that you don't say harig v'yaver by shnius, and the Rashba writes like that. They're both talking about such a funny case. If b'tchilas ha'ishus, it was mutter for me to deliver with the woman based on dechuya. Something is deicha the yisur, then you don't say hol v'ishtar yishtar. But betchilas ha'ishus, it was heter gomer, then you say hol v'ishtar yishtar. So that's exactly what Tosfos says. Tosfos shanim aches on the base that biyashniya by the yavama. I don't need a pasuk to say that it's mutter. So davar pashut it's mutter because yisur yeshes sach b'makam yibum is hutra. That's not chuy. That's hutra. If it's hutra, so then you say hol v'ishtar yishtar. If betchilas ha'ishus, the woman was beheter gomer, lebailo, so the heter is locked in, and it's going to be mutter even be shnia. But if the bia rishayna is only mutter based on esed dechaloisa essay, so it's only bia rishayna, bia shnia, there's no essay, so it's going to be yasi. You don't say hal bishtar yishtar. Okay, blinera, tomorrow we'll have to tomorrow I think we'll do parsha. It's a big parsha tomorrow. Parsha Shoftim. Next week, blinera, Sunday. We'll continue. Okay.
Tomorrow is 10:45.
Thursday Shira Chumash 10:45.